What up, what up? All out there in listening land, this is your boy Rodney Perry, and this is the podcast. Yes, I have been missing in action for about a week or so. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm depressed or I've been in a funk, but the great thing about being Rodney Perry is I never stay in it. And I think I'm only even saying depressed because everybody's talking about they're depressed nowadays, and I think I'm just like maybe that's what I'm feeling. Anyway, had a great couple of weeks. I did a movie called Coins for Christmas. It's a Christmas movie starring Essence Atkins. It'll be on television, TV One, I believe. Reconnected with my people over at Swirl Films and did that. What else has been cracking? I did a movie with Kevin Hart called Night School. Got cut out of that, some bitch. So don't look for me in that. It would be great if they kept anything I did, though, which would be incredible. So, what else has been going on? I'm going to tell y'all this, man. And maybe y'all can help me, man. If you listen to this podcast at all, please give me an email, man. First of all, y'all know my woes with black business. And I go out of my way to patronize African-American businesses and companies. I had an issue with my lawn guy, black guy. And my lawn guy, I wanted him to clean my pine cones and stuff out of my yard. He flat out told me no. No, I can't do that. What? It's too much work. What? Where they do that at? So, and I'm not gonna blame this totally on this guy. But I am gonna blame this guy. So I met this dude maybe 2 years ago when I was smoking cigars pretty heavy. Met at a cigar spot. Some like cool dude on the body shop. He does, you know, refurbishing automobiles, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, that's good somebody to have in your pocket. You know, he pitched it to me then, yo, Rodney, you know, nigga, I paint you up, get your car straight, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 I get you straight. You submit an insurance claim, and I won't charge you the deductible. I'll adjust the price. That was my mistake. Okay. Every time I try to beat the system, it ends up some bullshit. That's just Rodney Perry. That's my life. That's the way it always is. Anytime I try to beat the system, it ends up some bullshit. All right. So, let me tell y'all the bullshit. So, I go to him, blah, blah. And so, this is what happened. My sister had a little fender bender with my car in my driveway. She's like, Rodney, I'm sorry I hit your car, da, da, da. Put it on my insurance. I said, you know what? Don't worry about it. Put it on my insurance. Don't trip. I got a guy. So, I called my guy. Long story short, get the money for the insurance settlement, $2,000. He like, cool, got you. Man, be done in no time. As of right now, today, and I'm supposed to get my car today, it has been in excess of 4 months, maybe approaching five. And I know that because I played the Atlanta Comedy Theater almost 2 months ago. And it wasn't ready then. And I've been very patient. I've been very patient. Like, it's borderline disrespect. Well, it's definitely disrespectful. But it's borderline the guy is punking me at this point. Like, I'm his bitch. So, I fought myself in trying to get over saving a little $1,000 deductible, which was like, it's $500 deductible, but I had to put in two different claims, so I would have had to pay the deductible twice. So, that's why I fought myself. So, he does the paint job. I'm working at Atlanta Comedy Theater. I go get the car. I'm like, get my car. But the car ain't painted right. It's white specks on my car. I take it to the dealership. My boy, my buddy at the dealership, he's like, what the fuck they do? They ain't saying it. They ain't do this. They do this. I'm like, I don't know, man. So I take the car back to the dude. They do this car ain't right. It just ain't right. He's like, you know what, Rod? I got you. Nigga, I'm going out of the country for 17 days. Finish my car. And you know what? My front seat on the driver's side, the leather's kind of messed up. I want that seat fixed. How much you charge for that? You know what? Another $800. All right, whatever. I got it. Do that. Roddy, I got you. Done. I come back from overseas. My car still ain't done. When's it gonna be done, dog? Next week. Hey, man, we just sent it off, sent the chair off. Okay, well, we sent the chair off. All right, well, you know what? Don't worry about the chair. Well, they already took it apart. That was 5 weeks ago. Short ass, I'm his bitch. The only way I can feel any goodness about this transaction is if I get my car and it's just immaculately done. Now, I've seen a paint job. The paint job is good. The paint job is actually good right now. But that doesn't rectify the fact that I've been out of my car for 5 months. So my question to you today, what would you do? I mean, if I pull the car, I go get it, I still got to pay somebody to finish the job. But then I could probably sue them. But I don't want to do that shit. That costs me time and energy and money. Worst case, another couple of days. Best case, I get my car today. So, we'll cast tomorrow, and you'll get to hear either way. Let me know what you think. It's your boy, Rodney Perry. The email, rodney@rodneyperry.com. You can see me on all social media, Rodney Perry Live. And, have a beautiful day, man. Even when it's bad, it's not that bad. Because